Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X. We're at the NABO Phoenix Women with Vision Conference today. I'm Jacqueline DeStrumps, host of 3C Amplified and founder of Another Hand Advantage. And right now I'm joined by Dee Daniels from Women's Podcasting Network. Welcome, Dee.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the Women's Podcasting Network. What is it that you do?
Wow, what do I do? I do so much. One of the things I realized, I've been in the tech space for a long time, big advocator for women in technology. And so I knew, you know, podcasting has been on the rise for actually a long time for us that have been in this space, but it's becoming more and more popular today, and a lot of times people are trying to figure their way how to navigate that space. And I had been involved in women and news, Women's News Network. That's a product I had. I had an organization, which I still have, which is Digital Diva 2.0, which is Women in Tech. So it was just kind of a natural evolution for me to start working within that podcasting space, and I wanted to create a community for women because, like a lot of people don't understand, yeah, you can go throw out content, throw out a podcast, but most of the time, just you and maybe a few close friends are listening. Okay. And so so I had this core group of women that I knew that, you know, had an interest in trying to do podcasting, and they call me on the phone all day and night. Hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I'm like, okay, listen, this is not going to work for me. I tell you what I'm going to do. So I created the Women's Podcasting Network, and that gave me a chance to leverage helping these women to navigate, first of all, you know, what it is you want to do, kind of help them to kind of scale to what this podcast was going to be about, and then also look at, you know, what are those steps to make sure that you not only have a podcast, but you get that podcast out to the masses. And so by creating this network, it allowed me to do what I do best, which is, you know, a master of how to navigate this space. So now if you're in this community, you know, of 50, 100, you know, 200 women that are kind of like-minded type of women, then it's much easier for us to build on promoting the entire network. So therefore, it leaves little for them to do because I like for them to focus on just create great content, and then I can kind of help you with the rest.
Right, because a lot of times with something like, especially with podcasting, which is such a growing industry now, people, business owners think, oh, I should be doing that. And so they go so far as to say, okay, I'm going to have a podcast. Now what do I do? Or they start with a podcast and they're like, oh, this is so simple. There's all these online tools. You might pick this tool and that tool. And somebody said this was good. And somebody said that was good. And then you start recording and then what? So, so great point there to say it's all encompassing, helping women to not only hone in on what they want that topic to be, but then what are you going to do with it? And then what does that look like for the rest of your business?
Exactly, which is most important. Like you say, anybody, you can open up a computer and pretty much figure out at, you know, how to, you know, record something and have it in a podcast form. So that's not really your issue. Your issue is trying to get beyond that point and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how to kind of plan this podcast out. You know, who are you going to talk to? Are you going to talk by yourself for a full hour? Do you want to do an interview type section or session? Do you want to give tips? And, you know, what is it you want to do? So it really does require some thought process and planning up front. You know, if you want to have guests, you want to make sure that you get them. You also want to know not only about getting that podcast up. So, you know, who's going to host it? Are you going to have it hosted somewhere? Who's paying for that? How much does that cost for you to do that? You know, what about marketing promotions? Do you have a budget for that, or are you just going to put a podcast out there? So all of these things make a difference, because I can't tell you how many times people say, well, I did a podcast, but nobody listened. I only had 4 people. Only 8 people. Okay, yeah, that happens. But there's a reason that happens. And so women that come into this network, they want to have a podcast that is out there to the masses. So they understand you, yes, you can go somewhere. I'm not going to tell you you cannot do a free podcast because you can, but that's not what we do. We focus on trying to make sure that we're helping you to plan out what this podcast is going to be about. If you need certain guests, depending on what level you are, I mean, if you need a celebrity, I could actually get you one, or at least give you the contact information to contact their manager or whomever. However, that is not something I would do with just anybody. You would have to be that type of person that I know if you call them, they're going to want to do your show. And that means you've probably been doing a podcast for many, many years, and you have an audience, and they want to be there because of that.
Right. So really coming back down to not creating content just to have content, not having a podcast just to have a podcast, but how is that going to really work in with the rest of your business plan?
Absolutely. And for me, you know, my background, I worked, I was a journalist for many, many years. You know, I worked for the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Sun-Times. I had a partnership with the Chicago Sun-Times. I worked in radio. I worked in Chicago, the number three market in the world here. So in the United States, at least. So that's something I've done for many, many years. So what the women that come into this network, they not only get, you know, someone that can help them on the tech side of how to do this, but that is my expertise as a broadcaster, which is why I can help you to get this person or that person, or to help you to figure out how to plan this out. So you're coming into a community because I want to, you know, put you kind of like in an incubator and then kind of help it to grow. So
great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dee. If people would like to be part of your podcast network, how can they reach out to you and get more information?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to have them, you guys can email me. I'm going to give you my digitaldiva2.0@gmail.com. So digitaldiva2.0@gmail.com. So send me an email there. You can also find me on Facebook. You can go to Women's Network News. I'm there. Also, Digital Diva 2.0 is there, as well as there is the Women's Podcasting Network, which I just put that one up. So so you'll be able to find me. But sure, find me. I'm social. I'm everywhere.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Dee, for joining us today at the NABO Phoenix Women with Vision Conference. And you've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio X. This is Jacqueline Destremps, and I'm the host of 3C Amplified, the founder of Another Hand Advantage. Thanks so much for tuning in.